actually wouldn't walk. Yeah, he later played with Federal Foot.
Yeah.
They had Andrewsville. They had a team right there.
Hickman had a team.
Yeah. And Melford, New Wharf Road down there, Studi Walls had a team. He had a rocking chair he carried around. He was a manager. And had Frank Sapp and a bunch of those guys played on that.
And so these were local towns.
Yeah, local towns.
Get town together.
And guys get together.
They would just play one another just freely.
Yeah.
Well, these guys ran a game. Satansville had a team.
They had to walk.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Think back in those days. Not many.
Yeah. And what year are we talking about?
I'm talking about when those, a lot of those were maybe 30, 31 or something like that. 29. 30, 31.
And then did the Eastern Shore League develop from that? I mean,
well, developed more, I guess, from this middle 50s, middle 30s, I'm talking about. Milford won a state championship 2 years in a row. And in fact, Howard Killen pitched a doubleheader all except the first inning and two second inning against the Wilmington team, and they won. Bob Dunaway played, and Harrison, of course, had teams, a lot of teams.
George L. Johnson,
yeah, he was usually the manager, and Cap Ward, he was co-manager.
Yeah, he was dope.
And something, I don't know, Eddie, I don't know if you remember now, I was talking to Dr. Smith, I played high school against him, and in fact, he's a little older now, but I'll just come in, he's going there. But the baseball park out there by the fairgrounds,
right,
across the road there, where they had the boards all around the fences and stuff, and this would have been, what, 33, 34, something like that, 32, 33, yeah. 34, and for a couple of years, that's where the Harrington team played the games.
Some of them were boys there, the color boys played on it.
Yeah. Oh, and you know, you noticed in the paper this morning with this something about colored teams. There's a couple guys going to be in the Eastern Shore Hall of Fame, colored guys. There's pictures this morning's paper, I think.
I haven't read the paper.
I believe it was
the Dover paper.
I think it was. It may have been wrong.
Yeah, with Greening. With his first name. But they always call him Green. And they could just fly around. I had never seen such a we played against them several times.
I think there were some. Andrewsville League.
Got no names in there.
Hickman, all these small towns.
I have the names of some of the players on some of these teams, but I don't have a full component.
You know, even Pinto, you know who?
That Chuck probably chunky. With newspaper.
Valley Pinto.
Their sports, archives. Right? They have their archives, and
the name on there.
Yeah,
that's terrible. And
paper, Wilmington paper. They would have archives, go way, way back.
They might, but in those days, I don't think they used to see too much in there. At least. Because I'll tell you, some of those guys, I played in Ellendale when I was 15 or 16, and they didn't have uniforms. I found a Zipley Gates gave me an old shirt he'd gotten someplace, and I wore a pair of dungarees or something. That's all I wore.
Yeah, we couldn't afford them.
You know, we weren't organized in any way, shape, or form, I don't think, except to get organized. Somebody call you up Friday or Saturday and say, how we're going to play Ellendale tomorrow. How about come playing for us? Yeah, Milford Yanks, that was some team, yeah. That was right after the Eastern Shore.
Right.
They played a lot of good teams.
I have the information down here that at Fire Tower, west of Greenwood, Roy Judy was a catcher, and there were twins named Trice, and they were pitchers. And there were Blades twins.
That'd been the Wooden Hawk.
Yeah.
Wooden Hawk.
There were Blades twins, there were relations, or brothers to Russell Blades.
Yeah.
All right. Milton Welch and Charlie Tapman were umpires.
Charlie was a manager once.
Yeah.
I think he was a manager.
Milton Welch, he had a team. Here at one time, we went up.
He was an umpire, I thought.
Yeah, but he managed the team for a while. I know. We got a bunch of us together. together, we went up during the war after the, what's the name of the arm that closed out there? In New Jersey.
Fort Monmouth.
Fort Dix.
Fort Dix.
We went up there, and now they had mostly Major League Baseball players.
Mm-hmm.
And we got beat, but they didn't beat us much.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, John,
they had us for dinner up there and everything.
John reached Friday, I think it was, Saturday, Thursday. But 10 years ago, was drafted, I think, John Oliver, Bainbridge, I enlisted for him. And he washed one window over there. They made a big publicity stunt. So now, that's the only one that got cleaned.
Well, some of the names that I have been given now, I can't remember who gave me all these. I have Jack Dill, Samuel Welch. Come in. Come on in. I have Donald Everett, was a center fielder. Come on in, sit down, talk to us.
Well, I was coming through. I had seen yesterday the tower was going to be open until 3 today. Was that true or not? Is this the third Sunday or am I off Sunday?
You're on the right Sunday, but I think the tower has to be called.
Let me
check
something
for you.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, I remember.
Last time I was in here, it was on the gas park.
In the fall. Eastern Shorting closed. And some of the fellows had to go some fall school and like that. And he'd call me over there and I'd play third base. Yeah. Garrett played shortstop.
Robert Johnson,
Caught
coming. He came off. I believe Felton. Yeah, he's a good ball.
Yeah, he played Felton.
And on vacation sometimes he'd go and play. Because Jordy knew George shortstop, but he hit about 355. A few weeks over there one summer. First summer of the league.
And, in 29. Well, he didn't play 29, but 27, 28. He's, him and I's on two little.
I remember, well, I think the first, one of the first games, reorganized me, I saw, was at Melt Ballpark and Pretty Willie pitched. For Milford, they were playing somebody at Wilmington, and Garrett was playing shortstop.
Yeah.
That's what I can't see or remember.
How about Bob Reynolds?
Bob Reynolds, if I kid him some time ago, I saw him up the mall, and there's a double door there, wider than that up there, and I said, from 60 feet, Bob, do you think you could get it through that door? He could throw a hard baseball, but he didn't know where it was going.
George Sisler wouldn't sit back there and catch him.
Yep.
Yeah,
yeah, over there that had, of course, the skeet discipline.
Yeah.
I played center field most of the time, and Merle played left field. And Hayes boys played some.
Yeah, Charlie. And Russell.
Rabbit Reed used to catch for the Yanks.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah.
In fact, I was right close by when somebody wanted him, I think it was the old St. Louis Browns, wanted him to go down to the farm team down to Texas League. And he was about 27 then, and they thought he could still make it. And he was working with Sarah Roebuck in the past, so I can make more money with Sarah Roebuck. Of course, nowadays, well, that's a different story.
Who was that?
Yeah.
Rabbit Reed.
Yeah.
What type of stuff do we want to try to bring in, though?
Let's
see what kind of items we want to have to put on display. If it just wants to be the older stuff, or do we want to get some of the, to attract the kids in here so we can. At least for me, I know what direction, because I'm having this old stuff. I might go around a little bit of it up, but I've got more of the modern old stuff.
We don't want to just go so far back that we're not going to attract the youngsters, because that's what we're
things like Nolan Ryan rookie card. What Milford has over there, they have a book. I was looking for my in Grand Hoyt. Milford baseball through the years, Milford. Now, from beginning at the time and up to the present.
Spooks that red, does he?
Or maybe that's what this should be more of, a baseball through the years.
I don't know.
And then interested have a little separate section for the local history.
I would say have a little bit of the old that these kids wouldn't know anything about.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, have that too, have baseball through the years, and then have, like, if you have it all displayed, and then over here you have baseball through local. The years local.
Yeah, I think, I think that's a good idea, because there's still middle-aged people that are going to communicate to the kids, telling them, oh yeah, this was, you know, maybe their relations or something like that. Then we can get up to, like, I'm sure there's even some, you can get up to some little league like they have over there now. Shows a little league picture, so you can see how it kind of moves forward.
Well, you're talking about middle age, my age.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you didn't see how the picture's taken down as you do now.
You see all
now it's all with the
book.
Oh, yeah. And
that's everything, too. That's everything. The modern stuff, that's everything.
But it goes way, way back, and those kids just beat it up.
And the little leaguers today, you know, they talk about, you know, Ken Griffey, all these different types of, you know, get stuff like that in there. And I don't know, you know, baseball cards or autographed baseballs. And, you know, I've got some autographed baseballs.
I've got an autographed baseball too.
I've got a ball with Enos Slaughter's name on it.
Yeah.
Mets. Joe DiMaggio, Ted Williams, Duke Snyder. I don't have a Mantle. Mantle and Maris. Mantle's easier to get than Maris. I got Don Drysdale, Billy Martin. I got a lot of some of the older. Enos Slaughter.
You have this all in the safe, I hope.
A lot of it. I just would collect it where it'd get. Dad would give me some stuff, my granny, you know, things just wherever you could get them. You know, a lot of baseball cards. I do have Roger Maris's card from 61 when he hit the 61 homer.
We were in Yankee Stadium and he hit his 60th Friday night.
Yeah, that's all the part.
Yeah, it's coming apart.
That in Fenway Park too?
You wonder when they checked him over.
I got a second year card to Roberto
from that thing.
So can we I'm sure that people go way back that has some kind of memorabilia. It can be anything. Ball cap.
Well, I can loan you a Tetris glove at 1925, 28,
yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah,
looks like a pillow.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it looks like a pillow.
And we could just, let the kids see what ball players did play with back then and still were great fielders, great hitters, compared to what they have today. You know, it's still amazing to me that's why I like old baseball. That men could, you know, catch, they could hit like they could hit, and strike zone, you know, from here to here was a strike.
Put a catcher's mitt from 1925.
Right next to it?
I have a catcher's mitt from 1998.
Yeah.
I say, what year was
that?
We
did the same thing with a bat. A bat from 1940.
When I used to catch Blade Boy in, it wasn't nothing but
I still got my own
leather
blade.
That's
it is. It wasn't very big.
I had right for everyone to get you.
You caught that, you didn't catch that here. You had no webbing in here.
No.
I think I got mine.
You had to catch it like that.
There ain't no way.
George L. Johnson.
I have to see that, I'll tell you.
He wanted me to play.
I wouldn't want to feel that.
He said, come over and play with us.
Yeah, I think that would be a good.
Now, if you want a typical ball that's played with in those days, yeah. About, is get any kind of a ball and just put a bunch of tar tape around it.
Yeah, right.
That's what we used to play with. We started out with a real baseball, and then,
yeah,
then,
that's
then we put some tape
yeah,
on
end up
then
with
we
tape.
Put more tape on yeah. there.
I would buy us a ball.
Same way
by
with bats.
The time you got done, you just had it all wrapped in black tape.
Same way with bats, so you get it broken.
We didn't have duct
the
tape.
The core of it would be tape.
Today they used duct tape. Back then we used black tape.
Yeah, that old friction tape they call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, friction tape.
It's still on the store.
So we can get a couple cabinets or so that we can just start back as early as
well,
we can, and then maybe we can interlace.
We have just gotten four new ones in, Brad, and I will put in a request that we can have those to start putting our baseball stuff in as it comes in. Would you like to have it in this building, or do you want to have it in that building? Now, we're going to go over there for a minute and let you see what we have on display. We can pull it out of where it is and put it all together if you want to. We don't even have these new cases uncrated yet, so, but I can show you some just like them, so you can tell what they're going to look like. Okay? Would you all like to go over next door and see what we have over there? And
yeah, well, what do we want to start collecting? Whatever we can of anything? Just
is that what you want to do?
And then decide what we want to keep and don't want to keep.
That's an idea, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, do that.
When we get the things here, you can decide whether you really want to put the old bit next to the new or just have a case for old and a case for new.
I think the important thing is that we have everything labeled or tagged so that we know what it is and who it belongs to, though, because they'll want this back, you know?
Yeah.
And I think we have to be careful that we don't lose anybody's things, because this is something we never get again.
Yeah. Can I ask, have we decided that Heritage Day would be the day on which to hold the ceremony?
It's most appropriate, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you think it might be, like I said, do you think it'd be a good day to have your main ceremony with everything else that's going on, or just have a preview and then the grand opening the next weekend, or the grand opening the weekend before? And then it's here or whatever.
I think that this is what their appetite with the showcase and everything, and have flyers to tell them what's going to go on the week after or whenever we select the next date.
Yeah, because that way, Heritage Days, there's so much going on,
yeah.
And if they know that people walking around, they stop in, they take a look in here, or all the stuff, and then you say you're going to have something, and maybe we have a little baseball we can give to the all the kids under a certain age have gone.
Mm-hmm. But I, get them interested and then let them know when the next thing is going to happen all about baseball.
Wouldn't you like to tell Eddie to meet as many of the old timers as you possibly could pull in?
Will you go out to Hollywood Cemetery?
There's got to be more of you than that.
If you want to do it, if you really want to try to attract some of the players, you probably want to have it in October.
Yeah.
After,
World Series is about the first 2 weeks in October.
Yeah.
Well, you could have a meeting before the Heritage Day and just set up
a display
of it.
And then have the grand official opening of the display.
We can bring before the time. I got to just asking him when we played old Hudson. I have my glove hanging up there. It's not very big, And you had to catch it in the palm of your hand.
Right.
And I have my old shoes hanging there. My wife saw them the other day.
That's a good display.
Yeah. That's 1940. You got a jersey too?
I got an old Felton suit.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I played with Felton. I played up to Wilmington. In that league up there. And I loaned it to probably never brought it back.
So. Does it still fit?
I doubt it.
So you can put it on and get your picture.
Yeah.
give you some incentive to lose some weight. Get into that.
Getting your umpire stuff?
Mask, but not much more than just the bars across the
face.
But
it's
different.
You don't have your chest protector?
Like you were talking about the tape a while ago. I got more tape than I have had padding for the boys.
Why are you still umpire softball? Well, it's when they had the field up here at Canterbury, back there, we're all back back behind the
Flying Duck.
Used to be taller where Toller's Grocery used to be, and then back out the Flying Duck, the trailer park used to have two big fields back in there.
Right.
And then somebody got greedy and said we need to make more money and make a trailer park.
Right. Out. Yeah.
Playing back when there, the General Foods League.
Gonna have a day.
We used to play up in Dover on
what
East
we
Street.
Used to have, like when you grew up the Hartley and all them.
Yeah, we got a meeting here another week or so, and I think it's the Moose Cog that got it this time, but I'm not sure.
Well, now, you fellows who played with the old Eastern Shore League, you have a reunion once a year.
Now, this is Mardell League. And Bly State League. Mardell League consists of about four teams in Jersey and Maryland. Four teams over here, like Maryland, it was Denton, Greensboro, Churchill, Chestertown, Rock Hall was in there one time or another, and maybe missing one. And over here, there was Houston and Hankin was in off and on, Felton, Camden, and Bridgeville was in it off and on. And that kind of thing.
Is there any way that you can get in touch with someone who will be sending out a newsletter or anything like this?
He's in charge of it.
There we go.
Well, we could invite
these people to
Bob
come?
Knight.
Yeah, well, there's like Bob Knight. He's 2 years younger than I am. And over there, and one of the older ones is... Sherman Trivett. Now there would be something if you could get them probably together. Sherman Trivett and Hughes.
Yeah,
Harry Hughes, who was governor of Maryland.
Yeah.
They were raised together in the same town, and Trivett a little older, but they played ball together at one time, and. Hughes was the governor over there, and Trivett was the governor here and there.
Yeah.
I can get Sherman to come down.
Sherman, no problem. Harry might be a problem, because Harry don't like to talk too much or whatnot. But Harry, but if you give Sherman a chance to shake hands and stuff like that, he'll be right here.
Well,
he don't have to be running for anything either.
He's still a politician.
He's a ball player. That's cool.
And another guy who played about that time, from what I understand, Tommy Peck told me he saw him. Would be down here at your Heritage Day every year. A guy named Norman Tucker.
I know him well. I see him.
Yes, he does.
He played with Denton for us under most of the time, but.
I thought maybe I'd catch up.
He was a barber up in Wilmington, but he comes down, I think, Heritage Day, but every year.
Well, he comes every third Saturday. He comes to visit his sister down the Greenville. He stopped back to see me once in a while. She's not as...
Well, we don't have anything from Sip McGee.
Oh, his sister,
I'm
going to say Norman Hyback saved me.
He died.
He's over. I don't know if they're related to him. Zip's in this book.
Yeah.
So Zip's passed away. There's another Legate.
David?
Yeah.
No, they're all.
There's Zip and one more Legate.
Yam.
Is he passed away too?
Yeah. What about the Legates in Dover? Are they relation? Goldie? I don't think so. I don't know what relation, but
the
Gates used to be
married
over.
No.
No relation?
No.
That's Goldie's one.
I think he passed any of his stuff to somebody.
Yeah.
down there, I know that.
Okay, you know, just in the years you were sweet, you know Amelia, I'm sure you've all met her at one point.
Yep, zip.
She was Amelia Donovan.
Harvey.
You know, she was down the road where Butler lives, she has that car on the left. Well, she was Zip's sweetheart. And the story she tells me, now, she's not very talkative about it, but the story she tells me was that Zip wanted her to marry him, and he was going on to play ball. She wanted a more stable relationship. She didn't want to be off there with him. So she told him that she felt that she wanted to be a nurse. And so they parted ways. He never married. And I feel that he carried the candle for her. I feel he carried the candle for her all of his life. You know about it, don't you, Mr. Taylor?
Yeah, but that sounds like my wife. she said when she got married, she was going to get a man that wasn't a horse trader or a hardware man or a ball-headed man.
And you were all.
And she got them all.
That's as bad as me. I said I wasn't going to marry a farmer. Carol ended up in the farming business.
Her father was building horses and traded back and forth. Mm-hmm. And we got married. I'd started in the hardware business, and I traded in the John Deere machinery business too, and I traded for horses.
What is the name of the book you have, Mr.
Willie?
Really?
East
Eastern
Shore. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've read that
one. Yeah, Zip's in here, and as far as I led the league in home run or something, in here, the first year of the league.
I don't know whether the nieces would have it or not, but I will speak to Amelia about it because she wanted us to do a baseball program when Zip died. And that's been 2 or 3 years ago. And she may have something.
And then we could copy that article out of that book with it.
Well, Frederica, they had a book out on their town several years ago. And they got pictures when I was playing Frederica and light up in it.
They would have something about Pulse Boys, I imagine.
Jim
Pulse was, I guess, I think it's fair to say a legend at that time. Because the guy, you know,
pictures and articles in
it. Somewhere there's a picture of the news for that. So
Annabelle Ryan Albins.
Mm-hmm. Jim went up, athletics sent him up someplace, and he got homesick and come home.
She has pictures.
And
said, let me have Charlie.
They reported that he was still playing, and I played against him several times.
Yeah.
And he was still maybe 56 years old, 50 years old.
Would you ask her if she would allow us to copy them? Or at least display them if she doesn't want us to copy them?
Pretty Willie pitched 26 or 27 at Old Wings.
Yeah.
Could
hit 300.
I played against him too.
Yeah. He umpired. We were playing 40.
Yeah.
We went 8 years ago. I hit 333 and second.
But we used to have a time, I'll tell you.
Yeah. My father told me we didn't make any money either.
So did you have pictures by the day that you
throw 90 mile an hour, 100 mile an hour?
Late,
all over. They didn't have anything bigger than that.
Yeah, but I think you just a blink of an eye.
He comes down to our meetings and then walks.
Yeah.